Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. Hi, Mary.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us everything, because when we left you last week, you were headed to Chicago. I mean, from your stories that I saw, there were a few scheduling issues. Some stuff happened. Update us on your life here.
I am not good at booking flights, apparently.
No.
Architecture tours. I didn't book that one, though.
Okay.
So, no, I guess I have to double check my work more, because
if you guys remember, Mary is a big picture, not a detail.
Yeah. Like, I mean, did I book the flight home from Chicago to San Francisco from that I was going to San Francisco to Chicago, but the right day. But no. Don't worry, we figured it out before.
How did you figure it out? Because you went to check in?
The other day, too, Father's Day, I look on my calendar. I'm like, I'm supposed to be on a flight right now. What's going on?
To where?
To LA. No, I was going home from LA to San Francisco. Booked the wrong day. Oh, I booked June 16th
instead of,
although it was July 18th. So I don't even know how that got confused because it wasn't even the right numbers. But I think I need to slow down. But yeah, Chicago was great. I hear that it's pretty. They have like the smoke from the Canada fires.
Oh.
But I got great weather and I got on that architecture tour. We showed up a day early, but we got to do it the next day.
Which one did you do?
I think the oldest one.
They're all kind of similar. Like,
I don't know which one.
There's a bar on board.
I feel like obviously. Had three beers. It's only 90 minutes.
Okay, 1.5 hour. It's hot. You're staying hydrated.
Completely. And I said yes to the dress. It was the same dress. So that's exciting.
So we got the dress.
Yeah. So I basically went to Chicago because I was indecisive, and then I tried it on again. I was like, no, this is it. So I got the dress. I have a dress.
If it's the one that I'm thinking
of, it is
so flattering on you. You look like a star. You're gonna steal the show, obviously, but like it is a great RIP Michael. You are going to look amazing. I'm excited for you. And you only had to go all the way to Chicago to figure that out.
You know, I already had the dress, but
you had to say yes.
Sure, just double checking.
You had to say yes. And you did. Yay.
Yeah.
So that's checked off. How else are we checking off things off the wedding list? Or where are we on what
I did? I did most of my registry. I feel like that was a big accomplishment.
Amazing. Now, when you're registering, because you already have a place, are you registering for all new stuff? Are you doing things that like you're just like, hey, that would be
yeah, like nice I'm going to get, have. You know, like. Plates that all match.
Okay.
Like I'm doing,
you're doing sets utensils. Of things.
I'm doing sets.
Okay.
You know, everyone's like, you got to get the KitchenAid mixer.
Okay, I love that thing. I have one. They're great.
Really? What do you use it for?
I bake cookies. I bake a lot of cookies. You can do dough. You could do a lot of like any like mixes. I really enjoy. I like that. What about the pizza? You can make fresh, like homemade pasta. Oh,
okay. I've never done that either.
They have a lot of extensions that you can add to it.
Right.
So I think it's worth it. I mean,
everyone said go get that. So I put that on. Just like random stuff, I guess.
What color?
Oh, blue.
Ooh, I have the blue one, the teal blue one.
It's more
a dark blue or like
a light blue. I would say a light blue.
Would you say?
But I did like my
this box right here.
No, that's like teal to me.
Okay.
That's almost like a sea foam. Mine's more a light blue. You know, like the Le Creuset, a Dutch oven, some bakeware. You know,
I love this for you.
Things that match.
Yeah, this is exciting.
So yeah, that felt kind of good.
So a good reason to get married is for the gifts.
Some other things that need to get done, but
such as
the hair and makeup's stressing me out,
guys. We've been people have been sending.
Yeah, no, I've been going through it. I've been going through it. I've probably sent about 20 emails.
Oh man,
I'm really deep in the process of the Catholic part of it. there's like 9 different modules
you have to do. Take us through what is a module
today? Okay, so like for instance, clearly we're behind on this. You know, we're meeting with the priest next Thursday, so we have to collect a lot of information by next Thursday, like our baptismal certificate. So you got to like call where you got baptized, and they need to look for it. I'm like, 1986, can you find that one? You know, and then my dad's like, no, I have it. I'm like, no, it has to be from the church. Like they want it to be kind of almost like notarized a little bit.
It's like a transcript that you might have.
My dad was not understanding this. He's like, no, I have it. He's calling me. He's sending me pictures. He has it. I'm like, I get that you have it, but you literally have to have it from that parish. I don't know.
So then
I have to take a natural family planning class. I'm taking that in July.
Does that entail, Mary?
It's 1 hour and you learn about natural family planning. I think it's called the rhythm method. And you check your temperature. And when it spikes, I think that's when you're ovulating. This is my knowledge of it, but I don't know. I'll report back after I take that course.
Honestly, then, you can keep that one to yourself too. I'm okay.
Then we got matched with another, you got matched with a couple. And
for swingers?
No.
White swap?
No.
Remember when Jill Zarin did that?
I don't know. I think you kind of like email them. Like we had to fill out this questionnaire today, and then there was like this PowerPoint presentation, and you have to like do this prayer. It seems like it's going to be a good amount of work. I'd say 10 to 15 hours. So that's the next steps.
Okay.
Then you have to get a witness, someone to go in to a church and like say, I guess that you're like, they're kind of sponsoring you to get married. I'm not sure about that one yet. Got to find someone to do that. Texted my family. No one responded.
I was going to say like, is it someone familial?
I think it like needs to be like probably like Kelly or Colleen or like a close friend. I don't think Kelly will really do it. She'd never actually go in. Colleen could. She's a
her possibility. Yep.
I was really hoping my mom and dad might say, like, we'll do it. I don't know if they.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm, if any one of our, I know to be
friend,
my witness,
I know a friend that I feel like would definitely do it.
She wasn't confirmed. I don't know.
Oh, it has to be someone who's been confirmed. Oh, it's not just a regular human.
I think it has you to have be a, to be. Yeah. They're really. Wow, you think strict. You would think the Catholic Church wants people. No, they make strict. It hard to get this last, these last couple.
It's an
sacraments.
Exclusive club. Wow.
But anyone can join.
Yeah. But then it becomes exclusive. Wow. Okay. So lots to do. Lots to do.
But yeah, that's kind of the update here.
And what are your plans for the 4th? Anything good?
Novato 4th of July parade.
Oh my God. Are you the Grand Marshal? I'm so stupid. I'm so sorry for asking.
Nobody
have you been
has
asked
contacted
yet?
Me. It's so bizarre. I actually.
What if you sent an email?
No, I went on the website. Anybody can enter. Anyone can enter.
So why didn't you? I is know. It too soon or is it too late?
Well, as my friend Danny said, I was texting him about something and he just writes back, I can't wait to hear more about this when we don't watch the parade, because we're basically in Finnegan's at 10 a.m. having a Bloody Marys and not really watching the parade. We're coming together to watch the parade.
You're watching it with one eye open. Right. You see it in the background.
And my dad.
Okay, great.
Anyways, what are you doing for 4th?
Not too many plans. A lot of upcoming travel for me, so staying at home. I'm going to go to the El Tráfico game, which is an MLS game between LA Galaxy and LAFC at the Rose Bowl on the 4th. I'm going to play some pickleball.
Yeah.
Going to do some shopping. Going to do some relaxing. Going to do some chilling.
I am having my tasting this Saturday.
Ooh, what do you think you're going to go with?
Well, we're definitely having a filet mignon.
Oh, we're doing. I thought we were talking about just cake tasting. Oh, we're doing the full meal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we have
and
filet.
Then it will be between salmon or a sea bass, a fish. And then, like, of course, we've got the veggie option for the veggies.
Love that. Okay, what about cake tasting? Have we done that? Oh, no, because you're doing a little different. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fun, though. And then are you bringing a group with you or do you just do the two of you?
My mom, my dad, and Michael.
It's like, I wish it's like so funny. It's like Original Joe should like somehow cater it, but then you also need House of Prime Rib to cater it too. I just feel like there's a lot of staples that are going to be missing.
This yacht club won't let you do that.
It happens.
So yeah.
That sounds
okay.
Fun.
Let's get into some news.
Okay. Sorry, guys. I needed to catch up. It's been busy and I just needed you to give me the TLDR. It's been a while since we've like fully had a chance to chat.
Totally.
Just okay. Announced, hot off the press, Vanderpump spinoff with Jax and Brittany. Kristen is circling.
She'll definitely be on.
Yeah, she's like circling. Okay, also what's so
but
funny,
they,
so this gets
three
announced.
Three of them can't carry this.
No, so this gets announced and then not like an hour later, Kristen puts up like a sponsored ad, but she just copy pastes the email that's like, hey, classic. Happy Friday, potential collab. We're in. I posted to our story because it just always makes me laugh of like the fact that this is somewhat announcement's happening and then you do some like little, it's not a blunder, but you know, you have like one of those mistakes. It's like people are on your account right now.
I would definitely have one of those mistakes.
Yeah.
100%.
Now, listen, I put up a poll. Will people watch?
Absolutely.
It's leaning towards yes. But if you go in the comments of the post where we ask if people watching, it's like a resounding hell no.
People will hate watch. Who else would be on this? Their podcast does very well. It's like a number two spot.
I'd like to see that.
I'm positive. I've been looking.
Here's the thing, though. All these Vanderpump podcasts right now, I mean, I'll even say like including us when Scandoval was like such a thing is all the podcasts that are like talking about this are like really high up. I need to know what happens now that this is starting to die down. Filming has started today, apparently, with the original Vanderpump cast. And I'm just trying to like figure out is like, is there still momentum? What happens when like there's nothing else to talk about? Like we've reached the point where we don't have a lot of Scandoval anymore, except that I don't know if you also saw.
What?
So this like TikTok game is going around where it's like Joe, crazy
yeah,
Joe,
yeah.
You know, crazy Joe's in like the VIP section of a Tom Sandoval and the most extras just being like, wild, like, yeah, and like recording, like basically being a Raquel.
Okay.
And like the crowd. And it's like you watch the video and you're like, I think like someone's like, I think this is Joe. And you watch the energy and you're like, it could not be anybody else but Joe.
So it's Joe. Okay.
It's Joe. It's got to be Jax, Brittany, which I feel sad because Brittany, if you want to save your marriage, do not go back on reality TV. Like Jax doesn't have the Toms on that show. He will again be a villain because he cannot help himself.
And then we're going to see them, their parenting style. That should be interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
I'm curious about that.
I mean, Cruz. Kristen and her boyfriend, I assume, will be on it. Is Stassi
does she have a boyfriend?
Join? Yeah, she does her podcast with him. He's like 10 years younger than her, I think. His name's Luke.
Wait, that's her boyfriend?
Yeah.
I thought they were best friends.
Well, they probably are as well.
I was so confused about this.
I believe they started the podcast together and then fell in love.
Wow. Wait, so is her co-host as a friend, but then they actually fell in love?
I believe that's the story. I don't quote me on the timeline.
Okay, now this makes a lot more sense because I did a deep dive on them and I was confused because I thought they were just friends. And then the other day I saw them kissing and then I was like, well, maybe kiss your friends. I don't know. You know, free love. Pride. I mean,
if you're lucky, your partner is your best friend.
Right. That makes sense. Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like my mind has just been blown.
Who else? Yeah, you think Stassi would come back?
No, I don't think she'll ever come back to Bravo. Well, unless they pay their
money. Never say never. Dollars speak much louder than words. But I don't see her on this show.
Peter?
Oh, Peter.
Lala? Like, who else? Sheena?
I just don't know why they leave the OG. Maybe we get new characters. I don't know. There's got to be
we still and the new cast we don't or not the new cast the regular show we still
everyone Raquel's seems not to confirmed. Be coming back minus Raquel right now
is, and Charlie right
Charlie said she was asked but she doesn't know if she will be returning, which I don't know if I would have ever heard either. It seemed like she wasn't really they didn't really let her be a part of the story last season.
I think it's also interesting, you know, Dana Dana.
Yeah.
She always hangs out with Dania,
how you used to call her.
Right. Dania. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm surprised that she isn't back on it. I thought she was interesting. I really enjoyed her.
Yeah. I didn't mind her at all.
And they actually hang out with her.
Yeah. Maybe she'll come back. Yeah. It'll be really interesting to see how it goes. And I could honestly see, I'd actually be curious because Vanderpump Spinoff is like announced. I wouldn't be surprised if they're already going to start filming too and see what if there's crossover. And I say that because
that's smart.
Where does the OG show go in a sense of like if people aren't going to film with Sandoval, if it's going to be like really like if there's going to be just
And apparently Ariana's not in the house.
She's moved out.
I don't know if she's moved out, but I think she's not staying there. Word on the street.
Oh, okay. Okay. Did Giselle tell you that word on the street?
Just heard from a bird.
Oh, okay.
A neighbor.
Tweet. Okay. But I mean, I'm just curious because I feel like, and do I think you could create two shows out of this? I do.
Well, I like this idea of kind of the overlapping, like how we were introduced to Vanderpump Rules from Beverly Hills. Also, even how Vanderpump Rules came to Summer House when they first started. Remember Stassi in the turtleneck and Kyle and Steve Jobs trying to make out. And then I was actually, this kind of is a good segue into Martha's Vineyard. And I was trying to think because I've been seeing Martha's Vineyard hang out with the other Summer House. And it's like, should Kyle and Amanda have like visited them as an introduction?
No.
But they weren't friends. I don't know. There was something missing from this season. And I think they should definitely not do it on Martha's Vineyard. I don't think that's the place to go. I think it's too hard to get to. And I didn't like the short amount of time. The 15 days wasn't long enough for me.
Do you like-
And it seems like Silas was working the entire time.
He's working my last nerve, I'll tell you that.
But that, I mean, was I scared for
the bathroom scene? Continue. I'm sorry. I just want to like, that's the scene that both you and I were texting. Chills. And I was like,
He knows that. He knows the camera is not in the bathroom. They also forget the camera is on them, I feel like, at night. I feel like she's like, I was on vacation. You continued to work all the time and you thought I just needed to like feed you, iron for you. Like, I am.
He's like, when we go off our routine.
Yeah.
And it's like, she's like, when we go off.
When I don't cook and clean for you, you mean?
And she goes, when we're back on our routine, things will be much better. And she even says, for you. And right. Preston seemed to insinuate on Watch What Happens Live that things might not be all golden. It's
Are they living separately?
I don't. No. I think that they're still together. I'm going to apologize because my gardener is outside right now. So I just do want to preface if you hear anything within the next little bit. But I just, Silas, like, I'm so curious when he watches this back, if he thinks he's been edited wrong. Like, I needed a reunion from this, mostly for him to answer for his behavior.
We needed just a watch what happens live in the clubhouse, 30 minutes. Let's ask Silas, have you changed? What do you think about yourself and your marriage through this? Have you understood why people think that you hate women and you're mean?
I mean, just even
and abusive.
Even the scene where she goes somewhere and Amir's cooking and he says, men don't serve other men food. I wanted to smack that bald baby head of his and say, how dare you?
He's very into gender roles.
How? What? Like, I'm just so like, Jasmine, let us know if you need help. And I'm being dead serious because that guy.
Well, Bria could help you because she knows how to stand up to her man.
Bria is also, I'm sorry, Bria is lucky that Silas was in the house because she is just as bad, truthfully. She's horrible. That whole thing, you bugging out? You bugging? I was like, what the hell?
She's on the happening? Phone with her mom. He's embarrassing me right
She's
now.
She's like, so you're embarrassing him? Like, the like Bria's mom the knows mom that knew she's
exactly
the problem.
What was going on. Bria's like, honey, I think you need to calm down. I think you need to go downstairs. And then Simon's just like,
after jumping in the pool thinking he's going to start a pool party and everyone's like, no, we're not going to do that.
That is like the worst fear. Like, I'm like, all right, guys, we're all jumping in. I jump in first. Nobody behind me.
It's like when I went to Europe. It's like when I went to Europe with our friends for when we graduated college and we were all going to get tattoos and I went first and nobody followed. Nobody followed.
And what's the tattoo of again?
No, this one is just on my wrist and it says peace. Yeah. But and then everyone said, yes, I'm not going to do that. And I was like,
you can't really see it. Do you have your Apple Watch over it?
I do. I just pulled it down. But yes, I usually have my watch over it. Yeah, it's fine. It just, you know, nobody followed through with the pack there. And Simon, I understand your vibes here. I feel it.
Would you ever get a lasered or do you care?
No, I don't. I forget that I have it there. Okay. I forget. It's no whatever.
No big deal.
It's you can cover it with a watch if you need to. I mean, when I first got it done, I literally told my dad it was fake.
Right.
And then when I told him it was real, he goes, well, there goes a quarter or three quarters of $1 million off of your lifetime salary. And I said, you'll regret saying that. In 10 years, I'm going to start a podcast.
And here we are.
Here we are. And I'm still not rich, but I got you married.
That's right, girl. That's right.
Okay. I also need to know, what is Alex's brother's name? Because it's Al.
No.
It's Al and Alex. Is it short for Alan?
Wow.
Are they both Alex's?
He's not a good singer. Also, segue, because he's related to John Legend. Chrissy Teigen had their fourth baby today. Mm-hmm. It's a baby boy. Had it via surrogate.
Yeah, Ren Alexander. I don't, congrats to them, and I hope they have healthy babies. I don't care for Chrissy Teigen. But I hope.
Back to Summer House. Martha's
I also, here. Guys, I have a bone to pick, okay? So last week's episode, Nick is literally talking to his girlfriend. We said this on the pod, how she's going to have to take a 20-hour flight to come, and then all of a sudden he's surprised by her that Alex set this up. Methinks something's fishy.
Also, I feel like he might have already told the girlfriend, like, by the way, I was kind of like keeping it under the wraps that we were together. So like, if you hear about that from also, a girl named Bria on the couch and she's going to spill red wine all over you.
Wait, when Bria said I'm in rehab for my feelings and she started to try to grab the wine glass, like, you're in rehab? Like, stop drinking. Also, there's no connection with Nick and Tasia. So now
she was gorgeous.
He might have hired her to come to the house to pretend she was there for 8 hours.
There was just like a Something's lot of misses there. For me. Even them, where was Preston's boyfriend? That
we
pissed
need more
me
Preston.
Off.
I want more Amir. I want more Preston.
Yes,
Shanice, give us again.
So they are filming the second season, correct?
Yes. Again, I will reiterate, Shanice is crazy, and I 100% believe that she did everything to that ex-boyfriend. However, tits out for the boys. She's getting naked. She's getting drunk. And that is what we want. We need
that's
a little
what
bit
Summer
crazy.
House is about.
You know, I need that. I need summer to be fun.
Absolutely.
I need it.
I'll watch another season.
I love it.
And I am glad Bria and Simon are still together. I can't even imagine the fights they've had off camera. I would like to see the Coopers back together just because I want to see what happens, you know?
Or and then, I'd be fine with her being single and her coming back and let's see. Because the girls' night out looked to be one of the most fun nights that they had.
I agree with that.
I just, or you know what? If Silas, like, I guess what worries me is Silas was honestly that conversation in the bathroom where he said, I'm going to change your life, that kind of thing. I was like, you could even tell the cameras, they're literally watching. They go to night vision because they think they're going to capture it better. And then they're like, okay, the night vision didn't work. And I was like, if he's doing that on camera, regardless if he remembers it or not, what's happening off camera?
I don't think he's drunk. I don't think he gets wasted.
No, it just.
I don't. Need no I want to watch more of him though. I don't need Alex or Nick. I want Preston. I want Shanice.
What did you think about the summer push with Bria? I'm like, they didn't have time to do a house vote because they were all leaving the next day. I would like summer to come back though. And you know what, justice for Mariah. And honestly, you guys, just to like throw in some chaos, bring back Phil for another night.
Right. Just give him a shot.
A shot of alcohol or a shot on the show? Or
shot
both.
On the show. A shot on the show.
Okay, tell us what's happening with Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
So I don't know if I'm like ahead of people, but because does Peacock air it early? I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm up to date.
I don't know.
And I felt so uncomfortable at the end of this week. Well, Gary is still trying to hook up with Daisy, but then I know like Daisy's loving the attention. Her sister came this week and she's like, well, of course you want her now, Gary, because Colin's having her and you want what you can't have. And you guys wouldn't even be good together. But the sister is a little bit shocked that she's with Colin because Daisy's fancy and Colin's not. But it's like, we already know Daisy and Colin aren't together. Now, this week, Gary goes down on Matt's. He's been hooking up with her all season, but she only hooks up with him when he's drunk, which makes him upset. So
is she drunk when she hooks up with him as well?
She she was only drinking when she hooks up with Gary.
Oh, I thought you said she only hooks up with him when he's drunk. I was like,
oh, when they're both drunk.
Got it.
But
got it. Okay.
He claims she only hooks up with me when she's wasted. Okay. So this week, someone goes to her, which was really rude to the guy. It was the guy, Alex, that's going to be on Summer House or Winter House. He goes to her and was like, you look bloated, which what the fuck? That's like saying the same thing they did in Summer House where you look thick. That's not okay to say ever. So then she says, shut up, I'm on my period. Then she says, just kidding. Gary goes down on her. The boys find out, but they also think that she's on her period. So Gary confronts her.
No. It's like, in front of people?
Yes.
After he's already done this?
Yes. And then I'm like, how didn't you know?
Did you, like, Gary, did you have to wash your face and saw something on a towel? Gary.
And he's like, Mads, are you on your period? She's like, what?
This is a plot point.
They're going to come back to Mads even saying she's on wasn't on her period, but Gary's confronting her. Like, the least you could have done was tell me you were on your period if I was going down on you. I could not believe this.
Does Gary have COVID and has no taste? I mean, what the hell?
Dude, that's why he came late.
Oh, he literally has no taste.
I don't know about that. But I was just like, this is where we're at in reality television. That
well,
we are
I better start watching.
Camera about having your period and going down on people.
Imagine.
So it's good. It is good. And then I did finish Dancing Queens. Sabrina won the whole thing. I can't stand her. She's basically in a porno when she's dancing.
In a porno?
Yes. She goes, ha, ha, ha. I'm not joking. That's a legit reaction of how she dances. And, yeah,
Mary's also standing right now as she talks too. So I'm getting like full moves. Full moves.
I'm doing the rumba and the cha-cha-cha. I'm out of breath. So yeah, that's like that update.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything else?
Kathy and Kyle came together this weekend for a wedding in Aspen.
Kim's daughter.
For Kim's daughter. Everyone wore a cowboy hat.
They went was to it from Kemosabe?
They went there.
Did and they Kathy, Lisa Rinna's friend Kendall Jenner.
Kathy apologized on camera and said that wasn't her fault.
And wait, so like she apologized for it not being her fault or for not being Kyle's fault?
And for not being Kyle's fault.
Oh, I was like, she said, sorry. It's
and they literally are holding the tequilas and it says Kathy's tequila, Kendall's tequila.
Wow.
You didn't see that?
No, you are the one. I don't watch the stories.
No, that was just like all over the internet.
No, I saw the wedding. I saw that they were, I saw the singing. And wait, they were doing karaoke.
What is this thing? Everybody's saying that Kyle Richard is a lesbian.
So I believe it was Bravo Historian that like tweeted pictures that Kyle's been hanging out with this like country artist, Morgan Wade. I don't know if a country artist, but tattooed. She's like in a lot of Kyle's pictures.
I know. Yeah. Yeah.
And so now there's this whole thing that Kyle's like a lesbian. But then I was thinking, I was like, but what if she is? It feels kind of mean to out her.
Right. I just don't believe it. But I also didn't believe that Bruce Jenner was transitioning. So.
I mean, I'm just thinking in the sense of like, even if there is drama of like their marriage and things are going on, it just feels like sometimes I'm like, where do you, again, the stupid conscience, it's so gross. I hate having one sometimes, but I'm like, where do you draw the line of like invasive? And then like, why sometimes I'm like, well, this is where I draw the line. And I'm like, why?
Well, we need to have like a little bit of a conscience.
I just like everything being an arm's length from me. Don't meet your heroes. Or zeros or villains or anyone that is on Bravo TV. Don't meet them.
I'm okay with meeting them. I tried to meet up with Luke in Chicago.
Oh, you guys, she's DMing. She's texting me. How do I meet up with Luke?
He was so nice. He was so nice.
He is. I mean, Luke.
He's like, sorry, I couldn't meet up with you. I'm like, oh, next time, babe. Next time.
You send a video of you winking. I mean, he is the best. Like we reached out. And
I genuinely like was getting. I thought I really was going to have it. I thought we were for sure going to hang out.
You asked, and I started leave, getting nervous. Not receive.
I started getting nervous. Actually,
oh my gosh, you're turning red, you guys. She's turning red.
I did. I was like, oh my god, what if?
Speechless, you guys. Oh my god, you are bright as a tomato right now. Luke makes you, wow.
He is gorgeous.
Guys,
gorgeous.
So when we played the Luke, the video from the Luke cameos. For Mary's Mary. Batch, like I had reached out and I was like, hi Luke, like if you don't mind. He was so sweet. He's like, yes, absolutely. Like so sweet. Mary was like on the bed, kicking her legs, just like, oh my god, Luke. And she said something explicitive.
Explicit.
I'm Gina trying to sing peripheral. And I was like, Mary. She's like, what?
I do think he's just like smoke show. If I was wearing sunglasses in front of him, they'd steam up immediately. And I'd be taking my wipers. I go,
oh my god. Well, let's take a quick break and we will come back. Let's leave on that note.
Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's O-U-A-I. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight, everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours, plus it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson, then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Ouai. Be frizz-free and go to THEOUAI.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG, always getting 15% off. Check out Ouai. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button-downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they are starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Investing can feel super intimidating, and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major and investing seemed really challenging. Like I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com.
Okay. Are you okay? That's you with the
sorry, thinking about Luke.
Whoa. Relax. Relax.
Okay. Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay, Mary, another week. Are you going to, will she defend Marlo?
Okay, I will say I thought she had a true connection with that ex-con. I'm glad they had something in common. I thought he was a gentleman. Scott Lee. Loved him. You know, he has two kids, 1, 2, and 15. He's done some time, but he's learned
from his mistakes. I'm sorry, 2 kids, 1, 2, and 15. That would be three.
Three kids. 2 kids under 5.
Yep.
That's not what Marlo's into. I thought she looked fantastic for this date. I loved her
hair. Strip mall dinner. That was his restaurant, definitely, by the way. He's also as a former, I believe it's Hell's Kitchen was the show that he was on. People are DMing us about that, that he had appeared on Hell's Kitchen. So this could have been an advert for his restaurant.
I think it was. I would go there. It looked like very fancy. It looked very fun. I felt like he was a true gentleman. I mean, I didn't like the part about like sucking the head and getting the juice out. You know, she was a lady and said no sucking tonight.
He was like a mix of Todd and Ross for me.
Okay.
Sonia's husband and Todd. Like I felt like I looked at it, I was like, you could be the missing link for the two of them.
I hope that she goes out with him more this season. I was excited for her.
She seemed giddy.
Yeah. And I feel like they actually did have a connection. So, And then I thought about, where's Sheree's man? We saw him like the first two episodes and then we haven't talked about him since.
I think that's for the best.
So he's gone.
No, I don't know where he is, but maybe he's shooting his TV show because, again, he lives, I believe, in Birmingham. No, Birmingham was where they went for Kenya, but he lives elsewhere.
Right. I will say I do appreciate Sheree showing up in her mink, in her high heels, and a sweatsuit. I mean, that is commitment.
Okay, that fight between Sheree and Candy had me giggling. It felt like old school housewives in a fight where it's like they were fighting. You know, like, I don't know if you remember on Atlanta when they went to Africa, and I believe it was Marlo and Sheree going out, and they just were going, like, there was no words coming out. They're just like, I knew you were, like, this whole thing with them. And I'm like, this brought me back where Sheree is trying to school Candy on business as if Candy is not a successful businesswoman.
I actually feel like Sheree won the fight.
I thought she got an apology. Sheree's point was, Candy, I've always been on your side. I've never talked bad about you. Why are you talking bad about me?
And guess what? I went to your restaurant and sat there for 3 hours, had horrible service. They were out of everything on the menu. But I've never said that out loud.
Until now.
I know. That's always like my favorite part. Like, well, I never did this, this, and this, but I
would never say it on camera, but you know, or like,
and now
make sure
we
you
said
don't
it.
Say anything.
And now we said it.
Yes, exactly. But I was like, I just was like laughing about the whole thing though, because Candy was like, well, I literally told you to drop ship your, like make a drop ship of your business. Like just get a design going. It'll be easy. And she's like, and you told me no. She's like, well, at the time that was because it was a no. But now, you know, and like when she's like telling, when she was like on the a Zoom with like her like creative person or whatever, and she's like, why are you wearing a different hat that's not She by Sheree? And I felt like he wanted to say, because there are no hats that say She by Sheree.
There's no merch.
There's even no She by Shine.
The same merch by She by Shein.
She's like, it's not she by not Shein. Uh-uh. She by Sheree.
And then she like goes back and is like, well, yeah, every clothes is the same and the label is why people buy it. Chanel.
I'm just laughing because it just, I mean, but then I love that they came back from it and Candy gave, because Candy did say that I was being shit. You are correct. Yeah. You know, and they moved past it.
Right. And I feel like the problem is, and I'm just taking, actually Atlanta and OC are kind of the same to me right now. Stories aren't really moving. I guess OC feels a little lighter, a little bit more fun, but it is sad because Marlo is kind of just on her own hill to die.
She did
on.
It to herself when Sonia's like, the other girls don't know the Marlo I know. I'm like, Sonia, you've known her for one season. These women have been, Marlo's been a friend of for like 10. So you saying that they don't know, I think they know. And I think that's why they've created their stance of where they are and the boundaries that they have with Marlo. Like you're trying to play this middle enough.
Do you think Marlo will get a peach next season?
The reunion is going to be really interesting because she's going to have to address a lot at the reunion. Like they're all going to be coming for her at the reunion. Like the couch will be, Drew will be on Marlo's side probably. And they'll be like Candy, Kenya, maybe Sheree will be on Marlo's side and Drew on the other side. But it's all going to be going towards Marlo because what else has really happened? I mean, we'll talk about Drew's divorce, I know, which... I just feel you.
So
guys,
I feel like we got way more to the story. Like the sister was the manager for over 30 years. Her sister had like a little bit of a mental.
We did not need to see that flashback
breakdown.
That felt so dark watching that flashback of like, you know, I think they did it like last year or whatever when it was during.
But I feel like we really didn't know the story. And I'm getting so.
Basically, the sister said, I think Ralph is controlling. And so Ralph to say, no, I'm not. But also, you're not allowed in my house. Because I'm controlling.
For years.
I hate you, Ralph.
I also, like, where do you go? Like, you have children with this person. Then he's saying he doesn't want your sister in the house. Like, what family do you choose?
Well, your family you created or your... I think she chose Ralph, it sounds like. And, I mean, the mom's around,
she's managing,
right?
I hope she's managing her now.
Well, not Ralph.
No, I hope the sister's back.
No, I know. I'm saying it's definitely not Ralph since they're divorced.
It's also like so creepy that he basically like stepped into that role, like essentially stole that woman's job. So of course they were conflicting. You know what I mean?
Okay. But I just want to talk about the one funny part that really made me laugh when Drew is talking to her friend. She's like, oh, do you want to hear my song? She's like, Alexa, play Drew's Adore Already Know. And it's just it was like Mariah Carey. You're like, I don't know her. She's like, what the hell? Juice WRLD? No. And then finally played. She's like Drew to me is like, now I feel so sad for her because she's such low hanging fruit. She's really is just so innocent and dumb.
No. And then like, I thought the roller skating thing was cute. The Kardashians.
It made me think of, remember Jessica Simpson's video? All going out on a da-da-da-da. It's like she.
I was getting upset. They're like, this is so low budget. I thought the roller skating was
Kenya
super cute.
Kenya looks so cute. Kenya was pissed that Candy was there because I think Kenya literally thinks her and Candy are at the top and the rest are the underlings or the bottom rung bitches, as she likes to call Marlo.
And Kenya's like, how am I not getting paid to do this? Like, I'm going to be in this music video for free, please.
She looks so cute, though. I loved her outfit and the hot pink with the pigtails and stuff. But I'm like, Drew's just trying.
She was like practicing in the kitchen for her friend. I was like, this is like a 9-year-old kid. They'd be like, mom, I want to show you what I've done so far for my dance.
I put together a routine. Watch me. And then she's like, oh, I can show you. And then she's like, let me see if I can remember it. Like, babe, you did it yesterday. on camera. Like, I just feel like I just feel so sad for her because she's just a punching bag. But I did love that she stood up to Marla, who was like that fake ass bitch. Hey, beautiful.
I know that was like pretty creepy.
Like, what the fuck? Like, she's like, oh, Marla's like, I wasn't invited to her. It's like, yeah, because you're not nice to her. You went off on her for no reason. Like, and then she's like going like, she's so fake, blah, blah. And then has this conversation. And I love that Drew was just like, why are you calling me? Like, what do you want? Like, the whole conversation, and I just was like, you go, Drew. Drop it like Drew. Bye, Marlo.
Marlo hangs up. She's, her wig is buckling. She's deranged. She's a wannabe actress. Her husband is looking at other people, and she has a square body. It's like, and then she's like, how do you look great? I'm like, Marlo.
And then, I mean, and her friend who's driving her is like laughing at the whole thing too. And I'm like, this is just, it's too much. I just feel bad. I want Drew to succeed. Mostly because I cannot stand Ralph. Like, I have even felt like Ralph was being so fake when the sister, obviously, they come to the roller skate rink, right? And he, like, she's just like, this is like, I envisioned this. I really envisioned this kind of shoot. I'm so glad to see it. And he, like, goes up. He's like, the cameras are here, so I'm going to hug her.
I know. He is, like, wanting to make it all right.
Faker.
Yeah, he is a faker.
Wait, by the way, you guys, I'm taking a left turn here. I've been listening to Daddy Diaries, the Andy Cohen book.
Okay.
It's really good. I've read all of them. Like, I have all the Andy Cohen books. It's actually, so one of the lines that he's talking about one of the days, and he's talking about, it's last season of Atlanta. And he's saying, like, I got this text from Sheree where she basically says, like, I don't think I'm coming back for the third time. Like, I need a strong tagline. And I think it should be, you know, spring, summer, whenever. I'm the girl you'll always remember, which, you know, ended up being her tagline last season. And I was like, Sheree, way to stand up for yourself and get what you want.
Right, right.
Way to do that. And then I just laughed because I was thinking, I was like, it must be so weird on Andy Cohen's side of all these people, like all these Bravo lebs that have his phone number and reach out about things. It'll be like, yeah, you know, Shep Rose reached out and he wanted me to party with him tonight, but I can't, like all these things. I'm like, what a wild life.
But doesn't he also seem like not that rich?
Andy?
Do you know what I mean? Yes. Oh,
no, he does. Oh, very much to me. Read his book.
Okay. The Hamptons house.
He has a Hamptons house.
The nannies.
He's literally adding on to his house in New York. Like, he feels very rich to me.
Okay.
He's eating at all the top restaurants, very expensive places that I only go to when I know work is paying. Just kidding. I don't even go there.
What do you feel about Ryan Seacrest being the new Wheel of Fortune host?
Does the guy sleep?
Well, he stopped doing American Idol, right? No. Yeah. No, he stopped. He stopped something. What was he doing that he stopped? Because he's got the radio show.
Is he still Kelly and Ryan? No, he's not Kelly and Ryan.
No, that's what he stopped.
Because it's Kelly and Mark. I just don't understand. And I'm gonna be honest. I guess he appeals to a wide audience, but I don't get it. That's like a lot. And doesn't Wheel of Fortune tape in LA? I guess he's in LA now. He's got the Kiss FM.
I think he was always in LA, but like he was going to New York. No, he was going to New York. Oh, I guess the radio show could have been in New York too. He must be in LA now.
What do you think? It just feels like it's time for some new talent.
I think it needed to be someone recognizable. I think it would have been great if it was Vanna herself. But
yeah, she better get a good deal.
Still has to press the buttons.
She better get a good deal.
Okay. Also, talking about other roles for people.
Okay.
I think it's super interesting that Todd wants Drew to be the main person in his movie.
This movie doesn't. Okay. I kind of think Candy knows that Todd has bad ideas. She doesn't. As soon as he starts explaining this movie, I was like, this is awful. It should be on Lifetime. But I'm thinking, like, Candy's like, I don't want to give my time or attention to this, nor my money, because this is a bad deal. And I'm sorry, when you were writing it, you had Drew in mind?
I feel like out of all the people in the world, like...
Or is it because it's cheap?
That's what I'm thinking too. But even, I mean, you might even get some no-name person better than Drew.
No, well, Drew's a legitimate actress. She was in The Game.
She's in Step Up, guys. The first one.
With Channing Tatum. Like, I don't, but it's just like funny to me because it used to be like, oh, Portia's I thought about Portia when I thought about this role, you know, which Candy had like the state. And I'm like, well, I think you're using the connections to people and you know you'll get a deal.
I agree with that. They could work out a number. But she seems like she'd be difficult in some weird way.
Drew?
Yes.
No. I got my blinders on with Drew.
Do you think this is ever going to happen, this movie? Are we in production?
No.
Okay.
No. I love when we're
never going to see it.
Well, when like Todd was like, well, Candy, if this was like a big budget movie and they came to you with a price, you'd say yes. She's like, well, yeah. And then they all like, ha, 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 ha. And then we go to the next scene. It's like, yeah, because Candy doesn't want to finance it, Todd. Because it's not good. Now, if you're going to shoot in that New Jersey apartment.
Actually, watch it. I feel like you, I want to see this, especially if Drew's a part of it. I think we will get a little bit of Candy. A little bit of Todd. There's going to be some familiar faces.
Mary, I got another idea for Bravo. You guys listening?
Listen up. Watch the movie getting made?
No.
Okay.
The movie premieres.
What is this new? No.
N-A-U-R. Ner. It's okay. Australian. Sorry about that, Australian people. I apologize. I want the original movies on Bravo. A Bravo original movie. Yes. Starring Bravo talent.
Wait, I love this idea.
Bravo, you can have that one again for free because I'm full of the ideas.
I have an idea too of a panel for us.
Oh, please.
Okay, Bravo. If you're listening, keep listening. We could take, you know, out of our March Madness winners. Well, okay, only Luke's single, I guess. Andrea is not single.
Where are we going with this?
But like a dating show, and like we disguise everyone's voices, and then we have like three girls answer the questions, and then they have to go on a date that night, and they film.
So it's like blind date.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could also be like we could have the girl, and then we could have like. Three men competing to go out with a girl. We could do both.
Okay, I think we got to let's workshop this one.
Be fun though.
Yeah, but I don't think Luke's actually single. I think he's with Tayshia from The Bachelorette.
Maybe that's why he didn't want to hang out with me.
Probably, but because he thought he'd fall in love with you.
This ring?
It's from Luke. You just show Luke like I'm actually I don't have a man, it's you. It's you. I believe that they're like in Austin for something, and someone posted like a picture from this big group dinner that was like, you know, above the sky. Someone a juror sent it to us, and Luke got his arm around Tayshia. So
I want to have like March Madness incorporated to a panel in some way, but be inclusive to women.
So here's the thing. Our friend Tiffany has come up before with this theory called Heartthrob House. And it was with the 90s stars. You know, you got JTT, you got Devin Sawa, you got that. What about a modern day Heartthrob House with March Madness contenders?
But how are we going to host that at BravoCon? I'm trying to think of a potential for
us. No, this is further than BravoCon. This is a television show.
Oh, okay.
And we are the host. There's challenges. And the way that Heartthrob House works is that they do challenges and they be hot, but then they also vote somebody out. And you and I are the hosts.
Okay, sign me up for that. That'd be great.
And I think there's something there. Now, BravoCon, I think we could just host a March Madness panel that features the hot men of Bravo.
Okay.
You could be a winner. You could be a finalist. You could be a runner up. You know, the sky's the limit. You could be a top 64.
How about it could be called Always the Bridesmaids, Never the Bride. And we have
Craig Conover.
Frank.
I want like a mirror in there. I want Eddie. I just feel like we have.
Which Eddie?
Osefo, obviously. Obviously. Not creepy.
Not
Eddie.
Judge.
No, not creepy Eddie. I just think there's that you and I can offline about this, but I really think the Bravo original movie would be a fun thing to do.
I love that.
Kyle's been doing that on Peacock with like Real Housewives of the North Pole and like basically Halloween.
No, but I think there's something like about singles and ready to mingle. I mean, I just feel like Luke and Ashley met
Luke
at BravoCon.
Still...
No, but I'm just saying, I like this like kind of the singles
of
Bravo.
So the girls who want to be single Bravo lebs.
Because they're going to go on a real date.
Okay, I'm back to this. I'm sorry, I thought you meant random people. I like this. So you have someone who's single, and then there's three Bravo leb women, and then
Yeah.
Boom. Mary, I apologize. I like this. I like this. I think this could be good. I want to see her up there. I want her up there.
Yeah. And then, but we have to disguise the men's voices.
Oh, we have disguise all the voices.
They have to be through a like voice talker.
They're all wearing the scream mask. They all sound like the scream. Ah, we've got something here. We've got something here. Let's talk. Let's go back to Atlanta, though.
Okay. I think I'm pretty much, I feel like I hit all my points. What else do you have to say?
I just also want to say that we need to stop introducing blood cousin Courtney. Her name's just Courtney. And I'd like to see the paperwork. Like, she's like introducing Courtney to her own family. Like, this is a blood cousin.
But also I feel bad for Courtney. Like, I feel like Orange County has done such a good job introducing Jen and us getting to know her.
But Jen is an actual housewife. Courtney is a friend of.
I don't know anything about Courtney. I just know
she's related to Ralph. What else do you need to know?
She occasionally sleeps with her baby's father, you know?
Okay.
That also was in a movie with Drew.
Right. And Kenya.
That's all I know.
I think that's enough for me.
It's hard to.
And she came after Candy for no reason. So that's good. I feel good about that.
I never felt like that.
Mm. You just hate Candy and you'll say whatever.
Candy is pissing me off this year. Let's say that.
I'm into Candy.
Did you notice that like Kenya wasn't even really in? Well, I guess she was at the roller skating.
She was cooking. She was making cookies with Brooklyn.
That was cute. That was cute.
Very cute.
Why are people so weird about raw cookie dough? I mean, it's not like you're having an entire raw egg.
Well, and what I really love too is that Brooklyn said, keep looking at those directions. I'm going to eat it.
Well, what she should have just said too, it's like they don't know what to read. You literally just say, hey, it literally says no child under 5 can eat this.
You can look at you with your rules.
You can lie about everything.
Your manipulation tactics.
If you don't feel like going to a restaurant your kid wants to go to, you just say it's closed that day. Have you ever heard of the park being closed? It happens all the time in my house.
How many kids are in your house? Do none of you have kids? What's happening?
This is how I live.
Or the random kids in your house that you won't take to the park.
I mean, you just lie to the children.
Okay. Well, you little liar, you little mentirosa. Let's take a quick break and we will come back with OC.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
The secret to visibly firmer, summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dull, dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Rich yet never greasy, Andaria Algae Body Oil is formulated with sustainably sourced seaweed to help replenish the skin's moisture barrier and 7 nourishing active botanical oils for results you can see and feel all over. The best part? Its signature scent. A blend of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. This all-natural scent is unforgettable. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We're back. I will say Emily Simpson is looking fabulous right now in real time. She claimed she wasn't on Ozempic, took that back. She admits to it and some lipo. But I'm like, live your truth. You look fabulous.
Love it. I will say Annabelle is one gorgeous girl.
I feel like they didn't even capture good shots of her. Hair is stunning. Sun-kissed blonde. That's what people are paying to get.
We pay good money to look like that. I don't. Yeah. I'm not a blonde, but you know.
But I feel like she has potential.
She could do it. I mean, she's got gorgeous blue eyes.
It also like makes me feel really uncomfortable too when Emily says things about her own mom.
Okay.
Like how her mom didn't feed her breakfast, or like she's like, well, you know, you're clearly wanting better for your own kids. Like, so she's like, but I didn't have a high threshold. So it's like pretty easy for my kids to have it better than I did. I'm like, okay, your mom definitely isn't going to want to talk to you anymore if you're saying this stuff on.
But I'm totally here
television.
For a better relationship. Yeah. Now tell me this: which shop did you want to go to? Was it Boot Barn or was it Landry's? Maybe I don't know what the other one. I was like, I'm sorry, there's two of these stores in the area.
Have you ever been to a Boot Barn?
I have been to a Boot Barn.
I recently went to my first Boot Barn,
and
you feel like you are in a different country. They have every boot you could want. I'm actually going to a hoedown. It's called
Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yes.
You texted
Did I tell
me
you that?
You asked for my Let's Go Girl shirt. And I asked for what?
I found it on Amazon.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's go, girl.
It actually just arrived. I got the text.
Amazing.
I'll probably get stolen before this podcast ends. But
you know, that's anyways, the risk you've got to take.
I would have liked to go to both. I think Boot Barn's happened in spot. I think you can meet a nice gentleman in there too.
Okay.
But Tamara was making me laugh. Her hat is a floppy hat from Target that is not Western.
Tamara came in like, okay, I know I have to buy costumes because they're all looking at this as costumes, right? Like, we are going to Montana, so we've got to dress up.
Like, when Fancy Pants comes in all white, like Western ready in her champs, I thought they were going to try to drink the champagne in the Boot Barn. I was like,
why is Heather bringing champagne to Boot Barn? And then it's like, oh, okay, it's a birthday thing. Okay, I get it. But I'm like laughing, like, what is happening? And you know, I got to tell you though, I feel so bad for Jen. Jen came on the show thinking she was hanging out with her friend Tamara, who's a welcome back season. And Tamara said, I've got other plans. I'm going to take you down. And I'm going to poison you to all the other women. And all I have to do is put one little secret in Gina's ear, and she'll just flap, 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 talk all about it and all the infidelity and that she can't do this. And she doesn't know how to do it. I don't know. It's just really hard for her.
Yeah. Well, we find out this episode that Ryan has killed a couple of marriages.
Killed
a couple marriages. He has never been faithful, but he has been to Jen.
This is the time he's going to change, though, because a leopard always changes its spots.
Mm-hmm. And it was okay because he hooked up with his ex-girlfriend while we were on a break.
I hate Ryan. I'll take Ryan from last season back, okay? I hate this Ryan. He's too comfortable in front of the camera.
I do not want to see anyone. Ever,
we don't do ever, not do ever. Not take someone to the bathroom and tell them that you're going to have sex because we know that there's a bathtub in there. We know you have a belly button, Jen. Oh, we don't want to see it.
Also, Orange County is like so sexual, like a 13-year-old kid, literally a fifth grader laughing at the number 69 in math class. Oh, you know, like yes. That
Tamara's
is
always
Orange
like
County.
Pretending to hump things. We're like, we get it, Tamara. And Tamara's always says this, like, oh, did you call me a whore? Oh, you're a hooker. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have sex like a hooker. She always says that. But that's also because like
She listened to her mom having sex in the casita?
No, just Tamara's just like emotional IQ is very low.
Okay.
And her maturity is also low.
I do feel like Heather had a very good point, though. She literally looked at Jen and was like, you just like better listen. Like,
she like Maya Angelou. You, her. Like, when people show you who they are, believe them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and Heather's like, I like laughing too because Heather sees this like the writing on the wall. She knows. She's like, okay, so next season, your storyline will be that you and Ryan break up.
Right.
She's like watching it all go down. You
You're
know?
Trying to get back with Will. Like, well, she figured out Will is a lawyer.
Oh, I must have just passed over me. Okay.
Oh, I think the story goes that she was a flight attendant. He was not in first
class. Did you know
class.
Gina was a flight attendant as
I
well?
I do not remember this at all. And then he was finishing law school and then they got married.
Mm-hmm. Had some kids. She moved to Orange County. Okay. It's just like, I also like laugh too because I watch like what Heather's again. I love Heather on this show as a side character. She's perfect for that. She brings just the right amount of expensive, rich taste. I don't need to see multiple scenes of her with Terry. Like, yes, your kids are leaving. Yes, you put your life on hold, but you haven't really. You just mean this is how your life took this route. But she,
well, I don't know. I kind of felt a little bit sad for them because it's like they came to this point. I think that does happen with your kids where there's these years where you can't stand them. They're constantly bothering you. And then they get to this point where she's like, they come in at night and they want to tell me about their night and they want to like hang out and they're like messy and it's chaotic and it's loud. And this is just the perfect family I always wanted.
Oh, yeah. Like, but what I'm saying is those small amounts of Heather are perfect for this show because she's not oversaturated. She's still, I feel like her scenes are with Terry and her perfect family are always rehearsed, but I like it in this small amount, right? Like, I like how audacious she is in the sense of that she literally buys a dorm room and then will ship it to wherever these kids are going. You know what I mean? Right. Like, I like she's ostentatious. She's over the top, but in small doses, it works.
Yes, I agree.
So it's just like, you know, so I feel like when she sees Jen, she's like, oh, you little dumb. All of you guys being your vulnerable selves, you dumb. Figure out how to be vulnerable when it relates to you, but no man should be attached to that. There should be no cheating potential. There should be no divorce, no nothing, which is why she flipped out so bad last year when that whole thing with Shannon happened. When Gina told the rumor, remember? And then like,
right.
Terry had pushed somebody and blah, blah, blah. And she had to defend her husband and, you know, whatever. It was low-based bullshit.
Yeah, last year we don't need to talk about
that. That's fine.
But I mean, Gina is so triggered by this Jen Ryan relationship. And then I thought it was super interesting that we see a little flashback of Matt and she's trying to help him like get these felonies dropped because basically it's like affecting her kids. And I just felt so sad for her. I just felt so sad for her because she's in a lose-lose situation. It's like you were a victim to your ex-husband. He did something that was wrong. And the whole point is why you wanted to take this to court, just to show your kids like you don't let people like take advantage of you. You have to stand up for yourself, even in scary times. And she did the right thing. And now she's like backpedaling because it's affecting his finances. And essentially then the kids aren't getting as much money as.
Mm-hmm. They're not living the life she wants for her kids because of what happened to her. She's still taking blame for it. And it's awful. I changed my mind because I really like Gina this episode.
Mm-hmm.
So she bugged me last episode and I just feel like she is the comic relief. I texted you about this too because Gina's got a new confessional look and it is an orange bustier with some orange gloves. It's absolutely hideous.
A mess for you.
It is a full mess. But then I keep thinking Gina's like 37, 38. Right. Like,
our age.
I keep thinking because when you compare her to the rest of the cast, it's like, what the fuck is Gina wearing? But I'm like, but if you put that on Paige, we'd be like, oh my God, Paige is so fashionable. Like, put it on.
Yeah, I know. I know what you're saying.
Like, it's kind of like the same of like a Teddy Bell in camp. It's like when they're housewives, they're almost in this like, not league above, but it's like, you've got the oldies kind of as the housewives. And then you've got this, like the Southern charm, even though they're just as old too. Like,
I know it's interesting to think about. You
like Ashley Darby when she dated with Luke, you're like, no, but Luke's on Summer House. And then you're like, oh, but Ashley is younger than Lindsay Hubbard.
You expect more out of a housewife, even though they could be the same age as you know what? Luke is older than her. Kyle, older than her.
Shep, older.
But you expect
Jax Taylor, who's we're putting back on our screen. Tom Sandoval, Tom Schwartz.
I know, but it is. It feels like a different caliber. It's like middle school versus high school, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, what is she wearing? I'm like, I guess it'd be okay if she was on one of the quote unquote younger shows.
She never had a good fashion sense. It's like, didn't you say she always has to take something off?
100%. There's
always little, it's like you have the hat, then you have the dangly earrings, then you have a statement necklace, then you're showing your belly button.
One statement only. Heels. We only need one statement. Multiple statements, it gets convoluted.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm just saying like, yeah, I don't love her fashion, but I'm saying I could see that she's trying. She's trying.
Okay. Let's get into this whole Taylor, Heather, and let's include Tamara in this fight.
Tamara is coming in on all angles. They literally go and they get steaks, and it's much too much steak where Taylor's like, well, Tamara, you definitely have to take that home to Eddie. I'm like, bitch, I'm eating this whole plate. Sorry. Don't put steak in front of me and tell me I have to take home leftovers. Absolutely not. But when Tamara's like, when she's like, I couldn't figure out if Heather thinks she's better than me, if she just doesn't want to do this. Like, give me all the reasons. Tamara's like, it's all. You should definitely confront her when we're in Montana and make sure the cameras are there. But by the way, just remember, you still are a friend of and you're not an official cast member. So when you think you're going to actually be staying in the villa, you'll be in the bunkhouse with the lower tiered housewives of this show as well. Emily would have been there, but she got COVID. So you're lucky that now you actually don't even have to share a room over there. You can have your own room.
But let's pull up her IMDb.
And Tamara's like, up her IMBD. She cannot say it correctly.
And then it does, like, I would be so pissed off if I was Heather. Because
100%.
They have not been in anything. They've only been on reality TV. She had 22 episodes on a CBS legit sitcom when sitcoms were the shit, you know?
She had everything. She was doing everything.
Wasn't she on the Seinfeld episode?
One episode. No, but had a legit career. And so when Tamara's like, oh yeah, Malibu country. Yeah, I was asked for that too. I'm like, shut up, because you guys are trying to delegitimize her career and she's done more than you'll ever do. And I'm sorry, just shut up.
Would it be under Heather DeBrow or would it be
Heather Page Kent? Sorry that I know that. It's Heather Page Kent, but it'd probably be other Heather DeBrow, FKA Page Kent.
Oh, she was born January 5th.
Oh,
in the great Bronx.
Oh, okay, great. Fun details for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you'd like to share on that IMDb?
Okay, she is known for Stark Raving Mad.
Wasn't she on that Cleveland show with Betty White for a hot minute too? She guest starred on that, and it was with the woman that was on Frasier. I want to say.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Hot in Cleveland.
Yeah, she was in Hot in Cleveland. One episode. Yeah. Hawaii 50, one episode.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever. One more episode than any of these people have been on, okay?
Sequestered. It says 12 episodes. That's in 2014.
I believe of course. I think that's a game show kind of thing, perhaps. I don't know. But either way,
it says Malibu Country.
She had her own show where she was the star. It's like the whole thing is so annoying when they're like trying to say all this. I'm like, you know, this is why you guys get in trouble, because shut up.
Even the director. She was also in a show called Jenny.
Yeah, with Jenny McCarthy.
Okay.
Yes, she was played the friend. Guys, I'm loving Heather, so I'm going to defend her over here. I just felt like I was like, you guys are just like, I'm sorry. Just get the fuck out of here. Last week, the director tweeted and was like, you know, I did ask Taylor to ask Heather if she wanted to be in this movie. And Taylor's like, heard it from the horse's mouth. And it's like, that doesn't mean it's the right way. And Heather's probably a member of SAG-AFTRA. And somehow I feel like this low budget film is not a SAG or a union movie. So you guys can all suck a D in the word of Kristen Doty. Okay. I'm riding hard for Heather DeBrow.
Wait. Is there a Taylor Armstrong one-on-one on Dr. Phil?
Oh, maybe. I just stuff?
Hold this up. Wait. Okay. Sorry, guys.
You got it. We're on the radio here. You gotta speak it out.
I know. I can't really.
While you're doing that, I want to comment on something too. So everybody's kind of getting ready for this Montana trip, right? And it's Tamara's birthday, and Eddie gives her a Louis Vuitton box, And he pulls out, these boots. And I, what did I text you? Even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes. What the hell were those? Just because you put a label on it doesn't mean you gotta wear it.
To me, they were just like the
Where's she wearing them?
What do I have? What are they
combat
called?
Boots?
What are they called?
Doc Martens.
To me, it was just like Doc Martens.
Sure, but no. Yeah. Sorry. Just a no for me. And I feel like they took them back after, or they weren't real Louis Vuittons.
I think she has a few things.
Okay. Well, it's like when Slade got Gretchen the Rolls Royce, but then they had to return it.
Yeah,
right,
that was so embarrassing. Legitimately so embarrassing. Rented it and pretended like we bought this for the cameras. And he used to drive a Hummer too. I just will never forget that Hummer.
That black Hummer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, we get to Montana. At first, I thought they were flying private, but I just realized they're on a small plane.
I thought that they rented the entire plane for them.
I was like, did Heather set this up? Like, we're just like glossing over this.
I think that they got to board early, and that was the first film that we saw. And then later on, you got to see there was actual people on that.
Yeah, no, I think they were in like the first class, but it was like a 20 row plane.
Yeah.
You know, it was really small.
Hard to get to Montana. We looked in that for my bachelorette, but it's pretty challenging. There's no direct.
But, you know, Tamara's trying to, she's trying to get happy vacation, Shannon. Shannon,
you know, I really appreciate her kind of kissing her ass. She's like, you know what?
She should.
If Shannon is happy, if she's having fun, we will all reap the benefits. So I'm going to butter her up. I'm going to make sure she gets the best room. She can be my roommate. I'm going to give her shots. I'm going to get happy Shannon going, but I'm not going to wait for her to put on her makeup.
No, but Shannon freaking out about being ready. First off, by the way, I loved Heather's outfit here. The red leather, she had the Louis Vuitton scarf, she had the hat, and I was like, God, my fancy pants. She's just giving me everything.
Well, how nice would it be for someone to be a stylist for you and you fit into every single thing that they buy you and everything looks good on your body and then they pack it for you? That would be nice.
That would be wonderful.
That'd be great.
I would love to be a sample size.
I know.
I'd love to just be a size that you could just put anything on me too. That'd be great. I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love it. You know, so then, you know, Tamara leaves Shannon. She'll come later. She goes on to that car. And then I literally forgot about that flashback. And I was like, Emily has been on this show for too long.
That was scary.
That was so long. Like, that was crazy. That made
Emily was in that?
Yes. Emily's helmet flew off.
Kelly. No, that was Kelly Dodd.
Oh, it was Kelly Dodd.
I was like, that's not Emily. Kelly Dodd.
I literally blacked out Kelly Dodd from my
No.
My memory.
I started like re-following her on Instagram because she's
personal
so
hours.
Ours.
Oh God.
She's so nuts. Yeah. It's like hard to like look away.
Yeah. We love train wrecks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then they're like at this dinner, you know, we talk about Jen's husband, ex-husband, whatever. Then Shannon's like, I've got to get up. The babysitter who's watching the twins isn't. And then they get into this whole thing about why John isn't.
How much shit they're talking about her as soon as she leaves. And she's made up a complete lie to go change it.
She's like, I just had to make up a lie so I could change into my saloon outfit. And they're like, why the fuck isn't John watching those kids? They love to fuck or they love to fight. Okay. Like all this stuff. And it's like, it's not even
It's always
true.
Scary to get up. From
don't
a dinner
go
situation
by yourself.
With six girls. Like,
don't
just
go by.
Don't
you
do
don't
it.
Be the first to leave. If you're the second, maybe because you know what's coming. But at that point, just pee your pants.
Oh,
okay. If peeing in your pants is cool, call me Miles Davis. I'm not getting up from the table. Okay.
They're like, why isn't John watching the kids? I mean, well, God, the girls are 18.
It's weird though that why would John watch the kids though? Like, I feel like he might check in on them. But why would he
I
be watching?
They're 18. I know. I think that they were all just like,
they just wanted to talk shit on the relationship. Well, and Tamara was like, let's talk about it. Tamara wants to produce every single scene she is in.
Well, she's trying to move the story along. She's like, so we don't really know you, Taylor and Jen. Do you guys want to like tell a secret or something about yourself? And she's like, Taylor, this is when you say you're bisexual.
Yeah, remember what we talked about, how we planned it out? Now is when you announce it. I did not know she was in a relationship for 5 years with someone. That was,
That's
I felt
really
like,
interesting.
I felt like at one point we had known that she was bisexual. She had said that at some point, but I didn't know the 5 years. And great.
I'd love to know who the person was.
bring him on the
then,
show.
So it's basically like she had that person, then Russell, and now John.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then, okay. So then they're like, where did Shannon go? We got to find her. So they're like, let's go to the saloon. Let's go to the taxidermy place.
I'm so proud of Gina, though, for not taking shots. That's got to be hard.
Mm-hmm. I will say, I was like, I keep wondering about Gina's fashion too. And I'm like, here's what I tell you. Gina, she stopped drinking. So she said, like, you know, I look great. I feel great. And I'm like, oh, okay. She's like really confident in her body this season, which more power to you because.
I mean, remember the ratsness she used to have?
I mean, like, I will tell
you. We saw her fabulous. In horrible times.
She, remember when she was like that bleach blonde? Like,
and she'd like see the tracks.
She's looked the best she's ever looked. And so, like, I feel like she's just like, feeling herself, everything she's wearing. I'm like, you look, you know what? I know I'm making fun of your fashion, but you do it.
Yeah, good for you. If you can show your belly button, show it.
One less earring or statement necklace. That's all I ask.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Now, you know, once again, Shannon and Tamara boozing it up, taking shots to new beginnings. They're saying, I love you. Now, this, I feel like the Vickies, the Tamaras, the Shannons, they're very boozy. What would you say is like the booziest, or could you like rank the booziest housewives or rank the booziest Luann, cast?
New York is 100% the booziest cast. Dorinda, Sonia.
Then I think Orange County.
Yeah. I'd give that to Orange County.
Because the Beverly Hills girls are so serious. Like, we'll see a couple times with Erica Jane. We've never seen Dorit actually wasted. We saw Teddy try to eat a chip.
We've seen them when they do the cameras, like 2 a.m., like after the camera crew's gone down. Like, I think of like Teddy's house in Dana Point where they were like all like drinking and holding, or like Provence, like the chip Provence, thing with like, you know, I think about those kind of things. Like, it's rare. They're very much more calculated about showing what they want to show on. But like,
Atlanta doesn't typically get super boozy. Karen Huger drinks off camera.
Fireball clearly. 9 shots. Yeah.
Right. New Jersey. Have we ever seen Teresa wasted? I'd like to see it. Melissa will get a little like giggly.
She's gonna text her ex. Yeah. I mean, Jackie will chug a beer, but I would agree. Like, in a consistent way, I would say New York is number one, followed by OC. I actually think Beverly Hills off camera are much more boozier than they are on camera.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know, I think that there's that kind of thing. Salt Lake City, Heather Gay. Well, Dallas was a lot of drunks.
Yes. Yes.
Again.
They were like drinking beer in the morning.
I mean, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. Okay. But yeah, I would say New York and then OC. I'd like to hear what other people think. So please DM us your list of the booziest cast.
Yes.
But then, okay. Then I'm also laughing too, because Shannon, like, where does Shannon get this outfit? I was thinking
Party
like,
City,
and Amazon. I was like, thank God she wore this type of outfit, because when she went away too, and she's like, oh, I was making excuses. Like, I swear to God, if she puts a bear costume on. Like, didn't we already
she's
do this?
She's committed to the costume. She's committed to the outfits.
Well, and then I'll figure out.
Yeah. Their Trace Amigas show.
Oh, I feel like that orange.
That was cute. Dress. It was cute. It's only $100.
Where?
It might be Revolve or Reformation.
Okay.
Or yeah. Either someone, one of those.
Okay.
It's on sale. And I cannot wear short things. So I'm like, good for you. It's just my butt just
actually,
hangs out.
Physically, I have a long torso. I have a long torso as well. You can wear whatever you want to wear, girl.
It doesn't look right.
Okay.
It doesn't. Anyways, but I'm really hoping they take the show on the road.
So you can see it.
I feel like it was more of like a variety show. It wasn't just like a Q&A. They had some skits. They
was it the Reagan dress from effort. Steve Madden?
Yes.
Okay. It's on sale on Revolve for $103. Yeah. Originally $109. So get on
get
that app
$6
and save
off.
Your $6.
That
because
can
it's a steal.
Would you wear that for anything? I feel like that'd be cute on you.
I wore a black one when I was Erica Jane.
Yeah, that was cute.
I love a blazer dress. That was H&M and not $103, much less.
I like the orange. I think it's fun.
Yeah, I like it too. I like it. I'm really into like, I have to go to a wedding and I'm like looking for a new dress. And I really want like this, like a bright pink or a bright, like a neon green color.
Go to Bloomingdale's.com.
I'm a poor. I can't do Bloomingdale's.
No, they weren't that bad.
Okay.
There's a really cute lime green one and pink one.
Great.
Like fun. Like you could wear the Europe one probably.
Okay.
The pink one. Okay. I mean, I'm into it. So thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I will check out bloomingdales.com.
And if code TGG, you guys can give us a code, that'd be great.
Like, I just keep putting in the code TGG. I'm like, why isn't it working? Okay, so then I was like, Shannon's outfit, what was cracking me up about Shannon's outfit was in the preview for last week, I like couldn't figure out what the hell was happening because I'm like, what is Shannon wearing? Everybody is dressed for like a different party at this when we're like Taylor's confronting Heather kind of thing. So now it made a little bit more sense. But I love too that, you know, she's like basically is like, Tamara's like, Taylor, you should say it. And then someone throws Tamara under the bus too. And I just loved how Heather is basically like, fuck you.
Heather got them back so well. Like Taylor, you know what? To be honest, anytime that Heather is in a fight, she is just so much more intelligent than most of them that she always wins in my book. I mean, she's like, you looked up my IMDb? Like, what is wrong with you? You know how casting works? You actually get it from the casting director. They call you. They send you a script.
And now I have to
talk to them about it. Right.
Like, I'm not good enough. So you had to look up my IMDb. And then
I love that she was like, you literally built this all up in your mind. And this has nothing to do with me. I don't care about going to Oklahoma. I know that's where you're from. Like, the director needs to give me a call. Like, you basically just said, my friend could do this job now. Like, do you want to come on my plane?
Like, it's like Todd asking Drew to be a part of this movie.
Right.
Because there's some credibility there with previous acting.
And because he's directing it.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's like the director's like, oh, you're going to be on the Orange County. Like, we could make this a storyline. We could get press for this. Let's try to get one of the girls on. If we can't get her on, let's start shit.
Yeah.
And then I love
Heather's like, I don't know if it would work for my schedule. Like, I don't even know what this movie's about. I've never read the script. Like,
how much is it paying? Like, what are you doing? And now apparently my IMDb isn't good enough. So now I have to read for you on a part that I don't even want.
Right. No, like, Heather won.
And then it's like, and I love to, because like, don't try it. Don't try
no,
it.
No, and then she's like, of this is so rude. She's like, I have put my life, as many women do for their family, and for you to downgrade my career, that is anti-female and not nice. I'm at a crossroads and this is so rude. And if you were just sitting around looking at my IMDb, the person you are making a mountain out of a molehill and talking shit about my career. Fuck you.
You tell him, Mary. You tell him. You want, you know what? This is good
for her.
If I ever go into acting, I'm going to take this as my monologue.
That is a pretty good
range of emotions. It tells you who she is.
Anti-female.
Wait, by the way, we didn't even mention this about Atlanta. Sorry, detour. We're getting the OGs back next week. We're getting Lisa.
Oh, Kim.
We're getting Kim. We're getting Deshaun.
Oh, wait. Also, Kim in the 911 call about the kidnapping.
Croy in the 911 call. Guys, stop abusing 911. Just go get divorced. You guys have money problems and you have issues. Knock it off.
I would die for a sit down with Andy about all of this.
I mean, I think she'll definitely come back next season.
I do too. They need something.
I don't know that she could help. I don't know. I don't know that she'll help either. But I'll just say, I agree. I like the light. Orange County, like, I feel like people are not talking about this enough. Like, Orange County is good.
It's fun. We rode a cowboy. You know, we are watching an affair take place. We're watching a modeling career of a young 7-year-old, you know?
I mean, where else are you going to get that kind of content? Nowhere else but Bravo and Bravo's original movies.
I like it. And, I mean, now we're hosting a dating show. So.
I mean, the dating show is going to be so good. Bravo, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. And with that, I think we should just count our blessings.
Happy fourth. Have a great weekend, everybody. And we'll see you soon.
Bye.